91X News.
It's 4 degrees and cloudy. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. It doesn't appear as if there are any plans for Belleville and Kingston area schools to follow the recent banning of hard balls at an elementary school in Toronto. Earlier this week, students at Earl Beatty Elementary School in Toronto were told not to bring soccer balls, footballs, baseballs, and tennis balls to the school. This after a mother said she suffered a concussion after being hit in the head with a soccer ball. Richard Holmes is supervising principal of human resources at the Limestone District School Board. He says such a ban is a small possibility.
You know, hopefully you don't have to go down that route, but, you know, ultimately if there was an issue and there was concern, you know, that may be something we'd have to take a look at. But certainly at this point in time in our board, that hasn't been an issue, and certainly our principals are on top of safety at the school, and that has not been a concern that's been raised in our board, and hopefully it's not a route that we have to go.
The ban at the Toronto school went into effect 2 weeks ago. A fatal wreck involving a tractor-trailer and five other vehicles closed Highway 401 in both directions near Napanee yesterday afternoon. One vehicle caught fire in the crash near Glenn Miller Road. The OPP confirmed one death and said another person was taken to hospital by air ambulance with life-threatening injuries. Debris from the pileup, including a load of dates the truck was carrying, forced police to close the highway, creating a huge backup of traffic. The highway has since been reopened in both directions. Defense Minister Peter McKay and U.S. Defense Minister Leon Panetta says the F-35 fighter jet program will proceed despite budgetary concerns. McKay says all the hypothetical and negative discussions about the program are really just clatter and noise. He and Panetta are in Halifax attending an international security forum. Panetta says he's confident the U.S. government will be able to fund the F-35s and is dismissing reports that he wants Canada to buy more than 65 of the jets. Toronto police are still trying to figure out if a 3-year-old girl fell on her own or was pushed off the sixth-floor apartment balcony. The child remains in hospital with life-threatening head injuries after yesterday's incident. A 24-year-old woman was also taken to hospital, but police aren't saying if she's the girl's mother. After months of speculation, actress Demi Moore says she's filing for divorce from Ashton Kutcher. ABC reporter Andrea Canning says Moore issued a formal statement, which elicited a speedy Twitter response from Kutcher.
As a woman, a mother, and a wife, there are certain values and vows that I hold sacred, and it is in this spirit that I have chosen to move forward with my life. Just 14 minutes later, Kutcher tweeted, I will forever cherish the time I spent with Demi. Marriage is one of the most difficult things in the world, and unfortunately, sometimes they fail. Love and light, AK.
The couple's relationship became tabloid fodder in recent months as rumors swirled about Kutcher's alleged infidelity. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Austin Mackay with sports.
There are 8 games in the OHL tonight, but none include the Belleville Bulls. The Ottawa 67s will arrive at the Yarmouth Arena tomorrow night for a game against the Bulls at 7:05. The blue is back. The Toronto Blue Jays took a page from their past in the design of their new look. The Jays' new logo, unveiled today at the Rogers Centre, is a modernized version of their powder blue jerseys from the 1980s. This time around, it's darker and royal blue. The primary logo features the Blue Jays' bird head with the red maple leaf and ball in the center. The away jerseys have Toronto stretched across the chest in split letter above the logo, and home jerseys have Blue Jays in blue. Canadian Dwayne De Rosario has been named MVP of Major League Soccer. The DC United attacking midfielder wins the Volkswagen MVP award after finishing as a finalist in 2005 and 2006. The 33-year-old from Toronto also won the Golden Boot this season as the league's leading scorer with 16 goals and 12 assists. De Rosario started the season with the Toronto FC before being traded to the New York Red Bulls and then DC United. The new leader of Penn State Athletic Department is promising change. Acting Athletic Director David Joyner is taking over a program in turmoil after former defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky was charged with sexually abusing 8 boys over a 15-year span. Joyner says he will make sure the core values at the Athletics are aligned with the university's academic side. That's sports. Here's Jose DeBarros with 91X Weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 7. Tonight, mainly cloudy, temperature steady near 6. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, becoming cloudy in the afternoon and a high of 9. It's 4 degrees. I'm Jose DeBarros with Austin Mackay. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.
91X is CJLX 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the New Rock 30, every Saturday at noon on Quinty's New Rock Source 91X.